Hello, this is Dana Cooperson, Research Director for Network Software, Automation, and Virtualization. Thank you for tuning into this podcast today, which is a summary of our new report, COVID-19 Will Only Have Short-Term Impacts on Telecom Software and Services Vendors, released in early May 2020. Note that this and all of Analysys Mason's other free COVID-19-related analysis is available on analysismason.com in a special section easily reachable by clicking on the banner ad on the top of our homepage. This podcast provides a high-level view of the short-term setbacks likely to befall telecoms industry vendors due to the COVID-induced shutdowns, which impede work and decision-making in the second quarter of 2020. Please note, the longer-term outlook for investment in the telecoms industry is positive, particularly in areas such as automation, virtualization, and cloud enablement. COVID-19 will not lead to any major changes in telecoms industry strategies. In fact, the pandemic will only amplify the value of cloud-enabled automated solutions, which the industry has already been pursuing. At the highest level, we expect that communications service provider or CSP spending with vendors will slow in 2020 compared to our most recent forecasts. Spending will, however, bounce back in 2021 as CSPs proceed with new investment decisions that allow vendors to recoup much of this lost 2020 revenue. How big an impact do we anticipate? We estimate that CSP spending on telecom software and related services will grow by 3.6% in 2020 to $79.8 billion, as compared with our prior expectation of 6.7% growth. The global shutdown will have a severe impact on the second quarter of 2020, but we expect a recovery in the third quarter, with close to normal spending levels returning in the fourth quarter of 2020. We expect CSP software and services spending to rebound in 2021 to 7.9% growth. The telecoms industry will be more robust than almost any other industry during this crisis. In all industries, including telecoms, automation will be more valuable than ever, providing better user support and lowering operation costs. As a result, vendors should have confidence that their CSP customers will quickly resume suspended projects and proceed with new investment decisions in 2021. A note to our customers, we have a data annex that quantifies the anticipated COVID-19-related spending changes by software segment for 2020 and 2021. It's available on request. Please email Analysys Mason's web_enquiries with an E at analysismason.com for further information. COVID-19 will delay existing work, including some systems integration work, because of shutdowns in most markets, but this work is likely to resume in the third quarter of 2020. The pandemic will significantly delay decisions on new projects, probably until at least the fourth quarter of 2020. Digitalization, particularly in the customer engagement section, will get a boost from COVID-19 and existing customer engagement digitalization efforts will accelerate. However, we do not expect the rapid launch of many new digitalization efforts in 2020 because CSPs will be focused on shoring up existing operations for most of the year. We do not expect COVID-19 will cause significant long-term shifts in business strategy, however. CSPs are already committed to the digitalization of customer operations and networks. COVID-19 will reinforce the value of these efforts, but not change their direction. The shift of IT to the cloud for CSPs themselves, for their enterprise customers, and for the services that their retail customers consume was already well underway. COVID-19 reinforces the value of network connectivity and of the cloud-deployed services that amplify the value of the network. And now, let's take a look at the impacts of COVID-19 on six specific areas within telecom software and networks. We'll start with customer engagement. The new norms that have been introduced around social distancing and working at home will accelerate CSP's adoption of self-service capabilities, with a specific emphasis on the mobile app. The mobile app will emerge as the gateway for customer interaction. Most CSPs have their own apps, but these apps generally offer poor functionality for engaging fully with customers. CSPs will therefore need to invest to increase engagement of the mobile app. This will involve significant changes to the capabilities and design of CSPs' mobile apps, especially because a number of CSPs do not currently provide even basic functions on their mobile apps. In the long term, the shift towards a self-care and automation-centered approach to serving customers will have a significant impact on CSP operations. This includes the adoption of AI-based technologies such as voice and chatbots to automate level 1 and 2 support functions, proactive and preemptive customer engagement, contextual and hyper-personalized customer offers, and process automation. These activities will reduce the role of retail stores and particularly of call centers. The outsourced call center business will suffer in the long run from this improved automation. Our second area of impact is 5G network cutbacks. 5G is subject to the same short-term disruptions followed by relatively rapid normalization, as is the case for other infrastructure. However, 5G is likely to be central to stimulus and recovery programs in many developed economies, as it already is in China, which should intensify the expected bounce back in telecoms CapEx towards the end of 2020 and into 2021. In a revision of our telecoms CapEx forecast, and more specifically in relation to the 5G RAN forecast, we expect to see delays to planned 5G rollouts in the period from March to September 2020 because of postponed auctions, economic uncertainty, and reduced access to sites and labor. These effects will be reduced in the fourth quarter of 2020, and the effect will be further mitigated by stimulus funding, emergency spectrum release, and other 5G-centric measures in major markets. In the worst affected quarter, the second quarter of 2020, we expect CapEx spending on 5G RAN to be 40% lower than our pre-COVID-19 forecast, while in non-5G RAN spending, it will be almost 50% lower than previously forecast. By contrast, 5G spending in the fourth quarter of 2020 will be down only 1% compared with our forecast. And by the first half of 2021, it will be up almost 20%. This means that for the calendar year 2020, we expect 5G RAN CapEx to be 13% lower than previously forecast, totaling just over $10 billion, with the total RAN market CapEx down by 31%. For calendar year 2021, we expect 5G RAN CapEx to be 9% above forecast at $23.8 billion and equal to about 35% of total RAN CapEx. This is approximately as expected, indicating a swing towards 5G investment. Our third area of impact is network virtualization. Network virtualization is well underway globally, although the majority of deployments continue to be based on single vendor stacks, such as those provided by the network equipment providers, the NEPs, for mobile core use cases. We expect that the number of virtual network function or VNF deployments, which include virtual EPC, virtual IMS, and residential and business virtual CPE, among others, will continue to grow during the crisis. Their superior scalability compared with non-virtual deployments have helped CSPs to stay ahead of capacity crunches during the lockdown. New projects, particularly those that the CSPs perceive as riskier and more complex, such as virtual RAN deployments, or those based on less mature technology, such as cloud-native containerized network functions, will be more vulnerable to investment delays than projects that feature proven use cases. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, we expected software and professional services spending related to VNF deployments to grow by 64% in 2020 and exceed $5.7 billion, and by 40% in 2021 to exceed $8 billion. However, delays in decision-making, CSP's risk aversion, changing priorities and challenges with deployments due to crew safety could all reduce growth to half of what we first expected. 32% to $44.6 billion this year. The spending rebound at the end of 2020 and in 2021 should help reset annualized growth to 53% to bring the VNF market back to about $7.1 billion in 2021. Anything that vendors can do to accelerate network virtualization decision-making and to remove deployment challenges during and immediately post-lockdown, such as guiding pre-sales customers through solution integration, configuration, and testing remotely using their own lab facilities, or supporting post-sales customers through highly automated deployments at job sites remotely if necessary, could mitigate impediments and strengthen the market rebound. Our fourth area of impact is network automation. COVID-19 will temporarily pause spend on new automation initiatives, but this spending will accelerate from 2021 on. The expected decline in their service revenue will put further pressure on CSPs to reduce costs, with network and operations automation providing some of the cost savings. Ongoing efforts for which spending decisions have already been made will continue. These include initiatives for existing operations, such as network and service operations center automation, predictive operations, and integration with self-care customer engagement channels. Outcome-based management services for operations automation will continue. Delays in 5G RAN rollout will result in direct delays in decisions that relate to network planning software and professional services spending. Implementation of network automation software for virtual networks, such as NFV orchestration, will continue, but new procurement decisions will be delayed. CSPs will use this time to reassess their automation technology options in light of the upcoming 5G standalone core. Software-defined networking spend, or SDN spend, related to SD-WAN will be reassessed, in some cases delayed and in others accelerated, as enterprises update their WAN strategies in light of the empty offices and the increasing number of employees working from home since the beginning of the COVID-19 outbreak. As economies begin to reopen and 5G spending rebounds, CSPs will also accelerate their spend on network automation to support new capabilities such as network slicing and 5G core with lower OpEx levels. Our fifth area of impact is IT cloud. Growth in CSP spend on IT cloud infrastructure and data center SDN will contract by 5 percentage points to reach $6.4 billion in 2020, compared with our original pre-COVID-19 forecast of $6.7 billion, as CSPs shed back office jobs and pause IT application migration programs to focus investment on frontline activities. We expect a rebound in 2021 with an additional 3 percentage points of growth over our existing forecast to yield a spend of $7.3 billion, as CSPs reactivate the cloud migration programs that they anticipate will future-proof them against market shocks in the future by delivering efficiency and resiliency benefits. Our sixth and final area of COVID-19 vendor impact is AI and analytics. CSPs have a significant role to play in terms of using their big data sets to tackle the COVID-19 crisis. This big data can be used to support the modeling of the disease, compliance with social distancing rules, and tracing the contacts of people known to be infected with COVID-19. User data is already actively being used by governments in Austria, Belgium, France, Germany, Singapore, South Korea, the UK, and others, to model citizen movements and compliance with social isolation rules. This emphasis on data analytics and relaxation of privacy concerns will accelerate CSP's use of cloud-based analytics in the development of their own analytics around customer data. That completes our high-level analysis of the 2020 and 2021 impacts of COVID-19 on CSP spending for vendor software and 5G network products and professional services. Please see the COVID page on analysismason.com for more free analysis. Non-customers, please contact web_enquiries@analysismason.com with any questions or comments. For customers, please see your subscribed research programs for more specific analysis and updated forecasts as the year unfolds. And contact your account manager or the program's lead analyst if you have any questions. Thank you for listening, and please, stay well.